If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to this super cool, super exciting, super insightful edition of Build Your Tribe.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Listen, let's cut right to the chase. I don't need to give you all the backstory on why you need to be using Facebook Live videos, but allow me to just say this. Facebook wants you to do Facebook Live. Facebook is pushing Facebook Live videos into the newsfeed. It chokes me because I can't even express my enthusiasm, my excitement for the fact that we have this opportunity right now. It's like your own infomercial. You can reach more people in a Facebook Live video than you probably could running a local commercial, and it's free. You just need to know how to kind of get the edge because people are figuring this out. Unless you've been living under a rock, if you want to build the exposure of your business and build your brand online, you've heard probably from a million different sources that Facebook Live is the way to do it. However, not very many people are doing it on a regular basis. Week after week after week, all of the testing, all of the studies, all of the research, all of the analytics that we look at, not just on my own Facebook page, but on Facebook pages across major brands, individual brands, private individuals who are using Facebook like pages, without fail, the number one most effective way to reach more people is, you guessed it, Facebook Live. So, of course, I'm going to tell you, you need to take advantage of this opportunity, this little window that we have in front of us to use Facebook Live to basically advertise what it is we do in our businesses, our brand, our message, our purpose, whatever it is, using Facebook Live. I mean, it doesn't matter what social media platform you can list. Should you start a podcast? Should you work on your YouTube channel? Should you build your Twitter? Should you focus more on Snapchat or Instagram? Dude, all of that ranks way lower in priority than Facebook Live. But today, I'm going to give you 8 killer tips so that when you do go live on Facebook, which automatically you have the advantage by doing that, you're going to have the uber advantage because you're going to use these killer, proven, tested tips. 8 tips to make sure your Facebook Live hits more people even after you've hit end broadcast. Tip number 1, grab your viewers' attention in the first 10 seconds. I didn't say 60 seconds. I didn't say 30 seconds. I said 10 seconds. So here's what I would like for you to avoid doing. Don't look blankly at the countdown. 3, 2, 1, and then act surprised that you're live and then wave at the camera and then say, oh, am I on? Am I on? I guess the thing is on. Hello? Hello? Oh, I don't see anyone on. I'm not sure if anyone's on yet. Let me just adjust this. Oh, wow. My hair really looks a mess. All of that is going to ruin your reach after you've gone live. And the secret sauce to getting more views each and every time you go live is making sure that people see your video long after you've finished it, long after you've finished your live broadcast. You want people tuning in and actually watching your live video broadcast. The way we do that is when it's scrolling through the newsfeed. Now you're no longer live and someone sees that video. They've got seconds to decide if they want to continue watching. And if you don't grab them in the first 10 seconds and your video has shown up in my newsfeed and I don't know who you are. So I don't know if you are worth waiting around to figure out if you're ever going to get to the point. So we just scroll on past. That's why oftentimes you'll see that the reach is incredibly high, but your views are really low. That's oftentimes the reason why. So the way we've been able to tweak and play with this and make sure that our views continue to get bigger and bigger, of course, your reach is always going to be bigger than your views. When you're looking at the numbers that say reach, those are people whose newsfeed your video showed up in. And that's a good thing. You want your video to show up in a lot of people's newsfeed. The question is, once it's in their newsfeed, how do you get them to actually view the video? You always want your views to go up because just seeing your face in the newsfeed doesn't create any kind of interaction, connection, or grow that know, like, trust that we need to in social media. We actually need people to watch the video. So All of the tips that I'm sharing with you today are not simply to increase your reach, but more importantly, to boost your views, to increase the number of people who actually watch your video. So in those first 10 seconds, I need that first line to speak directly to your ideal customer. So don't waste even a moment bumbling and stumbling with your camera, trying to figure out if people are there, waving, having people, you know, tell you where they're watching from. Hey, you know, tell me where you're watching from. Tell me what you're doing today. So what's the weather where you are? Like all these things I've seen other broadcasters do. Don't do any of that, because that's not going to help you get someone to watch your video after you are no longer live. It works fine when you are live because people know you're live and they're going to stay on and see if you ever get to the point. But after you're no longer live, people know there's zero opportunity for them to interact with you. You're not live. So therefore, they don't want to have to wade through all that time you spent interacting in the beginning with people who did watch it live. So instead, what I want you to do is plan out the very first sentence of your next live broadcast. There are four ideal ways for you to start your next broadcast. Number one, frame or identify a really big problem, like the problem that your target audience has. So say, for example, that I have a Facebook like page that I specifically speak to parents who homeschool their children. And I would start my broadcast off by saying, "Are you sick and tired of having to try to explain to strangers why it's in your children's best interest to be homeschooled?" That's going to grab the attention of the people who are fans of your page. If you're a cosmetic surgeon and you know a lot of people follow your like page to learn more about surgeries and ask all of those questions, well, pick the most popular topic, one of the most popular or trending forms of cosmetic surgery. And I would start off by saying, "Remove fat on your lunch hour. How awesome does that sound? Answers to all of your questions about Cool Sculpting and if it's right for you." The second way that you can start a Facebook Live broadcast is by announcing that you've got super exciting news. Again, start with that sentence. "Hey, oh my gosh, I am so excited that you're watching this live because I have some really crazy exciting news and you're going to hear it here today first." Third way that you can start your broadcast is by launching into a story. Now, a lot of people fear doing this because they think, well, yeah, but then it takes a while for people to jump on my broadcast. And if they jump in and I'm a couple of minutes into my story, haven't I lost them? No. If you're a good storyteller and the story that you're telling is going to relate to the topic that you're about to share with people, or the lessons or the tips or whatever it is that is your kind of, you know, moral of the story, the reason why you're broadcasting that day. And if you begin by launching into a story, it doesn't matter where people jump into the story, and don't be distracted by those who are leaving comments underneath like, "Wait a second, I got on here late. I missed the first part. What is she talking about?" Guess what? All of that is excellent because it will get people to engage. When others see somebody else has come on late and they're commenting like, "What is she talking about? What's happening? I missed the beginning part." Other commenters start replying back and forth to each other. And that, my friends, is called engagement. That's the number one reason why we want to start with a story and we're not going to worry about whether people were on at the beginning or not. The number two reason why is when we launch our live by going right into a story. I mean, right into it. I'm not even asking you to state who you are or what you're going to talk about. Just launch into a story. People can't turn away from a story. They're going to figure out or want to figure out who you are later. But if your story is good and it relates to what it is you're going to be talking about, people just can't turn away. They can't tune out. And that means when your video shows up later in my news feed, that's the very first thing I'm going to see. And that's powerful. And that's how we get views. The fourth and final way to start your Facebook Live video is with an exclusive. In other words, going live and saying simply this, and this is exactly how I would start it. It would count down 3, 2, 1. "I have never shared this before on Facebook. What I'm about to tell you is something I exclusively reserve in most situations for my paid Academy students. But today I'm going to share with you the one secret that most internet marketers don't want you to know about in this broadcast." Okay. So in other words, I'm giving them an exclusive, like, "You can't find this elsewhere. You need to watch this video to get this information." That's, my friends, how you want to start your broadcast. That first sentence is essential if you want views. Remember, reach is cool, but your reach is just going to continually go down and go down and go down unless we can get people to view, to watch your videos long after you've ended your live broadcast. Step two is to explain very briefly in a sentence or two why someone who's tuned into your broadcast should listen to you. I often hear this referred to as establishing your expertise. But the term expertise intimidates a lot of us. We're like, I don't know how to establish myself as an expert. So I want you to reframe that. And I want you to think of the second step or the second piece to your live video as just simply explaining to people why you have some form of experience, some form of credibility, or a reason why this is important to you, you have experience in this area, and that you are a trusted and valuable person to listen to, at least on this topic. Make this part brief. And remember, depending upon what it is you're broadcasting, you don't always have to have the exact same intro. Like, I don't always say, I'm Shalene Johnson, the creator of the Marketing Impact Academy. You know, if I'm talking about health and fitness, or if I'm doing a Facebook live video, not to business owners, I'm doing something more specific to those looking to improve their lifestyle or maybe diet, health, nutrition. Well, in that case, I'm going to establish my credibility in the area that it relates to the thing that I'm going to talk about. While it's really important to have your established kind of memorized introduction of yourself that allows you in a sentence or less to kind of let people know what it is you're an expert in or your area of expertise, the thing that you are passionate about, it's also important to realize that you've got lots of experience, a lot of experience. And just because perhaps you're a dentist doesn't mean that you can't go on Facebook Live tonight and talk about child rearing. In that case, the fact that you're a dentist kind of doesn't matter. More so, we need to know that you've raised 4 children and all of them are often in college. So frame your expertise and your experience as it relates to the topic that you'll be speaking on. Step 3. Oh, this one's so good. I'm so excited to share this with you. Listen, sharing is caring. This one is going to blow your mind. If you're driving, you might need to pull over. I'm serious. I am so serious right now. You ready for this? Give people a reason in the very beginning of your video to watch the beginning of your video. Let me explain. When you start a broadcast, we've just been experimenting with this, by the way, side note, and OMG, woo, it really will blast your views. So when you go to broadcast, right, and so you've started off with your attention-grabbing sentence or a way that you begin your video, you've briefly framed your expertise or your experience and why they should be listening to you. And then I'm going to launch into something that they won't hear about except in the very beginning of the video. So for example, if I say, tonight I want to share with you my 5 tips to help you have your most productive Monday ever. I want to start with a bonus tip. So for those of you who've watched from the beginning to the end, you won't just get 5 tips. You're about to get a 6th bonus tip. And that's what I'm going to start with right now. My bonus tip is this. Now, the reason why I want to do that is because as I continue broadcasting, people are going to jump in the middle. They're going to jump in at the end while I'm live. And I want to make sure that those people are watching more of my video because the longer I can get someone to watch one of my videos, the higher my reach and engagement and views will climb, and the better the algorithms, the better those videos will do for you on Facebook. So in other words, I'm going to announce that reason why someone needs to watch in the beginning. So maybe that's a surprise bonus tip, or maybe you announce a gift. You can say, hey, tonight I'm going to share with you my 5 easy steps on Instagram, and I have a special gift just for those of you who tuned into the beginning. You can go to shalenejohnson.com/Instagram impact and receive my free tutorial. It's a free video. I'm not going to mention it again, but for those of you who are on here early, that's where you can find it. Now, whatever it is that I've prefaced in the beginning of my video, that secret tip, secret word, extra bonus, a gift, an opt-in, I am not going to talk about it again until maybe the middle of my video. I'll mention it briefly and then again in the end. I'll say something like, and for those of you who jumped on late or in the middle of the broadcast, once I'm finished, be sure to go back and watch the very beginning of this video, which it will appear on my page. Make sure you're following me. And that way, you'll get my extra bonus tip. That's the only way you're going to know where it is you can find my free gift. And so you're telling them, listen, I'm going to recap everything I've covered. I'm going to recap those five tips. But if you want the bonus tip, you need to watch the very beginning of my video. And you can be frank about it. That's an incentive for those of you who jump on live and an incentive for those of you who've turned on your notifications so that you're here with me from the start to the finish. And I really appreciate you. Pretty cool, right? Okay. Step four is tell them what you're going to be telling them. So really quickly, if you haven't already, at some point in the very beginning of your live, you want to let people know what it is they will be learning and why they need to stay tuned. So in this live video, I can promise that you will walk away with a better understanding of exactly the steps you need to follow to set yourself up for success and having the most productive week ever. And while we're live, I'm going to be answering all of your questions, whatever questions you might have. But better than that, if you're watching this video after I've ended the live broadcast, I promise for the next 48 hours, I will keep checking the comments under this video and answer all of your questions. So don't worry if you weren't here with us live, I got you. And that's a really important step because, again, we want people who are watching your video after the fact you're no longer live to continue to leave comments and interact. And if you don't tell them specifically, hey, I'm talking to you, the person who wasn't watching live, they assume their voice, their comment doesn't matter. It does, and we want to call attention to it. Step five kind of builds on the previous step, and that is what I call a C2C. Now, I'm certain you've heard the term before, CTA, which is a call to action, where you're calling your viewer to do something. A call to action can be something like a add to cart button. A call to action can be telling your viewers to subscribe to make sure that they've liked your page. Those are pretty common calls to action. And calls to action traditionally are at the end of our video. It's like the way most marketers are going to teach you to sign off, whether that is to a live video, a video on Facebook, anything where you want to boost engagement, there should be some form of a call to action. It boosts engagement, but even bigger than that is the psychology of asking people to do something and then having the outcome be something positive. In other words, you're teaching and or training your audience to say, if I'm going to suggest you do something, there will be a reward. You won't regret it. And that's a very powerful way to use a call to action. A call to action does not and should not always be centered around a sale. You want to get people to act and then to have a positive experience. But that's not step five. That's an explanation of a call to action. Step five is what I call a CTC, call to comment. And if you're doing a broadcast of 15 minutes or more, let's just say it's 15 minutes, you want to have a minimum of 5 to 6 CTCs, call to comment. And these should be planned out in advance. So for example, if I was doing this right now live on Facebook, I would say, so I'd like to hear from you. How many of you do at least one Facebook Live video per month? Leave me a comment below. And then, you know, if you don't mind, also let me know what topic you have done a broadcast on recently. Okay, cool. Now, those of you who are watching and have done more than 2 live broadcasts on Facebook, leave me a comment and let me know what those topics have been. And for those of you who've done, maybe you're doing 1 or 2 a week, leave me a comment below. I want to know. And what type of topics do you present on? Here's what happens as a broadcaster. If I'm asking my audience, so how many of you broadcast at least once a month? And I'm sitting here as a viewer watching and I think to myself, yeah, I broadcast several times per week. So I'm going to comment, yes, I broadcast at least once a month. Now, I'm the broadcaster, and I ask my audience, again, how many of you broadcast several times per month? That same person is going to comment again, and they're going to say, yeah, I broadcast several times per month. Now, as a broadcaster, I'm going to frame it even one step further and say, how many of you broadcast several times per week? That same viewer is going to leave another comment. Yes, I broadcast several times per week. So you want to break your calls to comment up in stages so that everyone kind of has a chance to like, oh, that's me. They called my number. She's talking to me. Like people want to have a reason and something specific to comment on. If you don't give people something very specific to comment, they say really dumb things like, Did you get a facelift? Somebody asked that the other day when I was on Facebook Live, and they asked it like 700 times. By the way, I'm having a little side rant, if you don't mind. And so they asked that question repeatedly, and I didn't see it while I was broadcasting. I saw it in the comments after I finished, and the same person asked me if I had had a facelift. What is going on with your face? Typically, I will delete rude comments, but you see, I did not see that as a rude comment. I saw that as a compliment. You know, I was pretty excited. I'm like, listen, I'm 47 years old. And if someone is accusing me of having a facelift, well, by golly, that means they don't think I look like I need one. They think I've already had one. And so I saw that as a total compliment, and I responded in kind to her and repeatedly told her, well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that you've insinuated I've had a facelift. I'm certainly not opposed, but no, I have not. Anyways, if you don't give them specifically something to comment on, that's when you get like really dumb comments and people pay attention to them and they detract from your message. So give people something specifically to comment on. Simply ask them a question. This isn't you blabbering to the camera as the world revolves around you and everybody just wants to hear what you have to say. Facebook Lives are supposed to be interactive. So you have to give people a reason and something specific to comment on. And don't forget to include those of you who are watching after we're live. So I'm going to ask that question. Even if you're watching this long after we ended the broadcast, if you're not watching this while we're live, I still leave me your comment because I'm going to come back and I'm going to read these and I really want to hear from you. So you're reminding them, hey, I know you're not watching this live, but your voice matters. All right, moving on to step number 6, and that is to midway through your broadcast, not in the beginning because that's not nice, but midway through your broadcast, I want you to stop and say, wait a second. If this is interesting to you, which it must be because you're here, I'll just bet you've got friends and people who you help on Facebook who are also interested in this topic. And listen, I don't see why it should just be us. Let's invite them in. You can do that a couple different ways. You can share this broadcast, which I always go back and I check to see who shared. So you're going to get a thank you from me. I will see that you've shared it and I appreciate that. Or if you don't feel like sharing it to your page, which I fully understand, then what I want you to do is just write in the name of like a friend or someone who you know specifically would want to see this broadcast. Like it's a benefit to them or their opinion matters and or they're an expert in this area or you just give them a reason to tag a specific person. And that's a great way to grow your live broadcast organically. But you have to give people a reason to share. And then you also have to let them know how much it's valued and appreciated and that you will acknowledge and you will see who shared it and also help them to understand why it might benefit their own following to share the content that you're broadcasting. Step number 7 is to end with a CTA, which we already spoke about. I've already shared with you what a call to action is. But don't forget that your call to action should be some kind of a reward. We don't want to ask people to do something that's cumbersome and only benefits you. We want to do something that acknowledges them, that gives them a reward. A simple call to action can be, hey, and don't forget, at the very beginning of this video, right when I started, I gave away a killer bonus tip. So as soon as we end here, this video will reload up to Facebook, and all you have to do is now you can just scroll right back to the beginning and you can scrub and find that bonus tip in the very first 2 minutes of my broadcast. A call to action can be something as simple as, I hope you guys really enjoyed this. As you know, I always give away my bonus content in the very beginning of my live broadcast. If you want to make sure you don't miss that, all you have to do is click that little button so that you receive a notification the next time I go live. A call to action can be to simply say, listen, I'm going to go live again later this week, and I want to know specifically, what topic would you like for me to discuss in greater detail? In other words, a call to action on a Facebook Live video should ask them to do something, but there should be a reward for them taking action. And step number 8 is this. Add captions to your live videos after you've gone live. Okay, this one is huge. First, let me explain to you why you need to do this. You already know why. We don't watch social media with our volume up. Most of us tend, unless it's your mom and dad, like they're always like, you know, acting like their phone is something that's possessed and they're always surprised by everything that happens on their phone. But most of us are not watching our newsfeed on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat even with our volume up. We wait until it's someone who we like or content that we're interested in, and then we turn up the volume. Now, this is really important. So think about the behaviors. Think about your own behaviors. If that's how you're watching your newsfeed, why would you think anyone else is doing it differently? They're not. They're watching their newsfeed with the volume off. That means if your video is part of the newsfeed and it starts to scroll by and they can't hear you, they just see you waving at the camera or kind of like fumbling with things and trying to figure out if you're live, fixing your hair, fixing the light, and they don't know you, and it's a video, and it's a whole thing. Like, okay, now I have to turn on my volume and I have to like figure out if I'm going to watch this. Well, you know what? I can't even turn on my volume because I'm in a meeting and I'm looking at my newsfeed on my lap while I'm trying to pass time in this meeting that's so boring. So I'm not even going to give this video a second chance because I'm in a meeting. I can't listen to it. I don't know what she's talking about, so I'm not going to watch it. However, if I'm that person sitting in a meeting with my phone on my lap and I'm passing time by scrolling through my newsfeed and here pops up your live video, right? And underneath it, it's captioned. And the caption is, "I've never shared this information before. If you're trying to build your business online, you have to watch this broadcast." Now, if I've just read those words and I'm in a meeting, what I will do is tap save video. Now I'm going to go back and watch it later. I might not be able to watch it in that moment, but you've grabbed my attention. You see, the significance of adding captions is to tap into our own natural behaviors when we're looking at social media. We're looking at it in silence. So those captions are critical, number one. And number two, what you say in the first sentence when you go live is everything. Okay, now I've convinced you why you have to have captions on all of your live videos. And for that matter, any video you post to Facebook. And you better bet your bottom dollar that you need captions on any Facebook ad, obviously, if it's a video. Same thing on Instagram. Start using captions, people. Pay attention to our behaviors, pay attention to your own behaviors, and then take advantage of them by adding captions. So I've convinced you, right? I've convinced you now to add captions. Shalene, how do we do that? Well, it's quite simple. You can Google it. I'm going to review the steps with you very briefly just so you feel like, okay, that's not that bad. Your adding captions is as simple as adding a file. Like if you were to click on edit video after you've gone live, you will see that there's a place where it says add SRT file. Now, SRT is simply a file extension. It's like, you know, when it's a Word doc, it's .doc. Once you have an SRT file, which is the captions for your video, you simply click to add it. You select it from your desktop or the file that is located on your computer, and it uploads it to Facebook, and it puts all those captions in your video, perfectly synced with where you said the words. Easy. Except, Shalene, I don't know how to get the SRT file. Well, that's where I come in. There's lots of ways you can do it. You can Google them to pick the one that works best for you. This is what we have our team do. One of my virtual assistants, March, once I go live, he receives a notification. He then logs into Facebook, downloads my live video, uploads my live video to YouTube. Now, there's just a few steps, but this is so simple that I've created a mini graphic for you, and it's on my blog. So you go to shaleenejohnson.com/SRT, and you'll see my blog post, as well as a really simple, easy to follow picture tutorial on how to take any Facebook Live video and have YouTube translate it for you and create your SRT file. Of course, this is something I would love for you to outsource, but it doesn't hurt for you to play with it and figure out how to do it yourself. How cool is that? You guys, this is a game changer. And if you're not adding captions to all of your videos, you're missing a whole bunch of views. It's more than just getting reach. It's about making an impact and connecting with people. And in order to do that, we need to make sure people watch our videos. Lifers, thank you so much for taking the time to write your reviews on iTunes. Build Your Tribe just continues to gain attention. And I love when I hear from you guys. I love, you know, the comments you write on each episode. Super helpful to me. I love hearing from you on Snapchat. By the way, if you follow me on Snapchat, I am Shalene Official. And some of you have said, I can't chat with you. Well, unfollow me and refollow me, and then that chat button will appear. I don't know why that is, but it does. And let me know on Snapchat. Send me a chat, send me a personal chat and say, hey, I just listened to your episode on Facebook Live. And that way I'll know that you're a super cool Build Your Tribe listener. It is my objective with each episode to make it brief, to make it bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I hope that I have met your expectations. Until next time, be grateful, be kind, be nice, be happy, and I'll talk to you soon.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.